Welcome to the Jeremiah Patterson Show, and thank you for joining us. We're coming on the air with a special report. This is breaking news. According to official channels and various news reports, supporters of the former far-right president Jair Bolsonaro have stormed the Capitol, also the presidential palace, and also the Supreme Court. We're going to provide you with a little bit of background context for those who do not know what is happening or for those who are not familiar with this story. This is a story that's been closely being monitored, of course, that has been closely been monitored for years. In 2018, Brazilians elected him to office. He's a retired military officer. He's a far-right candidate. Jair Bolsonaro, his policies are controversial, and he's also anti-democratic. His core supporters at the time of his election were evangelical, anti-abortion, and farmers. He has close ties with Donald Trump. He's a climate denier. And during the coronavirus pandemic, his response to the crisis was, quote, "We all die someday." That response and his abdication of leadership is what prompted a federal investigation which recommended prison time for the president. Also, quite frankly, prosecution. I mean, it was just disastrous. The leadership in Brazil during COVID was so nonchalant that their death toll rose to well above 600,000. It was absolutely horrific and just beyond heartbreaking to watch. About 2 years ago, in September 2021, supporters of Bolsonaro breached the police barrier in a protest against the judiciary. And then concerns about a potential coup rose because of thousands of his supporters flocking to the Capitol. When that happened, I remember texting my best friend at the time that, hey, this is a code red because, you know, you see what's happening. This is quite very well reminiscent of the January 6th insurrection, which obviously was a major inspiration here. CNN reported this at the time, quote, "They failed to reach their target of surrounding the Supreme Court, which some demonstrators have planned to occupy in a protest modeled on the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. Critics fear the president is encouraging supporters to the point that they might try to invade the court," end quote. A group of world leaders called this an imitation of the insurrection. And they also said that it was, quote, "stoking fears of a coup in the world's third largest democracy," end quote. So that was reporting from CNN at the time on this matter. And later on, Bolsonaro, president of Brazil, he said, "I will either have to be arrested, killed, or win Brazil's next election." So essentially, he's threatening to put up a defense if he lost and also not committing to a peaceful transition of power. Yeah, where have we heard that before? So this was straight up authoritarian and also straight out of the Trump playbook. And what ultimately happened in that election is that the left-leaning candidate won. Luiz Lula da Silva became the president-elect, acquiring 50.9% of the votes, getting 50% of the votes there. The race was extremely tight and the margins were super close, but Lula had won fair and square. Jair Bolsonaro had lost the election for another term as president of Brazil. He had corrupted the nation and caused so much turmoil and division that Brazilians voted for someone else. Lula presented himself as the pro-democracy candidate during the election, while the president remained stern in his opposition and his autocratic-style politics. Lula previously served in the Brazilian government before, but was convicted and arrested on corruption charges, but since has remained popular and surmounted a staunch political resurrection in which he can be trusted again as a leader. When Lula won the election last year in Brazil, in October 30th of 2022, things were very quiet, and they were quiet for a long time. Bolsonaro ended up wrecking the presidential palace, according to reports, and he later left for Florida recently. But now, the chickens have come to roost. We are following live scenes, literally, of his supporters invading, storming, breaching security barriers. This is from CNN here. Quote, "Supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro on Sunday breached security barriers set up by the armed forces and gained access to key buildings for each of the three branches of government, including the Congressional Building, the Supreme Court, and the Planalto Presidential Palace, according to images shown in Brazilian media. Footage showed massive crowds in the capital of Brasilia walking up a ramp that leads to the congressional building where they had reached the green room located outside the lower house of Congress chamber. Interim Senate President Vicenio Vital da Rogo told CNN Brazil. Other outlets showed Bolsonaro supporters entering the Supreme Court in the presidential palace, where CNN Brazil showed the arrivals of anti-riot police and the Brazilian armed forces. Inside, protesters were using furniture to build barricades to prevent police from entering, CNN Brazil has reported. The breaches come about a week after the inauguration of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, whose return to power after a 12-year hiatus comes after he defeated Bolsonaro in a runoff election on October 30th. Bolsonaro's administration previously said it was cooperating with the transition of power, but the far-right leader has stopped short of explicitly conceding his election loss, and he left the country for the United States prior to Lula's inauguration. End quote. So we're seeing some sort of like parallels here, some mirrored political parallels. 2021 comes along. Joe Biden is inaugurated as the president of the United States. Where's Trump? Trump is not present at the inauguration because he has left the country. He's left the state. He's left DC. He's headed off to Florida. Bolsonaro has left the entire country when his opponent, Lula, was sworn in on, you know, January 1st of this year. He left the entire country for Florida. And according to what we are seeing here, I mean, there are just armed forces right now outside of these buildings. Neither houses of Congress are currently in session, according to CNN. It says, quote, while President Lula is not currently in the building, a team assembled for the newly elected president was working inside the palace at the time protesters entered. According to CNN, officials at the palace are waiting for the Air Force to evacuate them from the building. President Lula on Sunday described the events as barbaric and called the Bolsonaro supporters and protesters who breached the government buildings fascist. President Lula said, quote, these people are everything that is abominable in politics. To invade the government headquarters, the headquarters of Congress, and the headquarters of the Supreme Court, like true vandals destroying everything in their path. Lula also said there was a, quote, lack of security, and said there are, quote, all the people who did this will be found and they will be punished. Live situation that we are following here. Live situation. Extremist, according, once again, far-right supporters of Jair Bolsonaro have invaded major government buildings, the presidential palace, the Supreme Court, and also the Congress. The former president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, literally left the country. It's not like he went to like a different part of Brazil to, oh, let me go vacation. You know, I'm never going to accept the results of this election. No, he left the country not accepting the results of this election, not telling his reporters that, hey, it's okay. We have a new president that was democratically elected. Let's respect him and let's live under his leadership. He literally left the country not conceding at all. This is from The Guardian, which is a UK paper. It says here, quote, hundreds of hardcore supporters of Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, have stormed the country's Congress, presidential palace, and Supreme Court in a stunning breach that was immediately compared to the January 6th invasion of the U.S. Capitol by followers of Donald Trump in 2021. Quote, what we are witnessing is a terrorist attack, the news anchor Eric Bang announced on the Global News television network. As word of the upheaval spread, the three buildings have been invaded by coup-mongering terrorists. Right now, we are receiving live reports as we are continuing to follow the situation. We'll be continuing to follow the situation throughout the week here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show as the news continues to develop. World leaders right now are condemning the scenes in Brazil as Bolsonaro supporters, once again, are attacking these political buildings. As far as we know right now, the former president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, is staying quiet. He hasn't said a word. This is from the Chilean president saying, quote, the Brazilian government has our full support in the face of this cowardly and vile attack on democracy. This is from the Colombian president. All my solidarity to President Lula of Brazil. Fascism has decided to stage a coup. It is urgent of the Organization of American States to meet if it wants to continue to live as an institution. This is from the Spanish Prime Minister. Quote, all my support to President Lula and to free and democratically elected institutions of the Brazilian people. We categorically condemn the assault on the Brazil's Congress and make a full call, a call for the immediate return to democratic normality. This is from the President of Mexico. Quote, in the weight of the events of Brazil, we express Mexico's full support for Brazilian's President Lula's administration, elected by popular will. We reject any attempt against democratic institutions. Any attempt against democratic institutions. This is from the Argentine foreign minister. Quote, we expressed our full solidarity with President Lula and raise our voices in defense of Brazilian's democracy. The Portugal foreign minister has said essentially without a doubt that Bolsonaro has responsibility. This is in his hands. He has responsibility for this. His voice has not yet been heard. These protesters, as far as we know, these quote-unquote terrorists are literally still there. Literally insurrectionists against the Brazilian government. Domestic terrorists. We are watching this literally insane, historically remarkable scene take place. We're just 8 days into the new year, 8 days into the new term of the Brazilian president, President Lula. We are continuing to follow this story, of course. As I said, we're getting live updates. As far as we know, you know, Jair Bolsonaro, the president, the former president of Brazil, he's, you know, just staying in Florida. He's not really doing anything. He hasn't really said anything. We know that the United States is watching this along with the world as world leaders continue to condemn what is happening here. According to Jake Sullivan, which is President Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan has said he's released a statement. He said, quote, the United States condemns any effort to undermine democracy in Brazil. President Biden is following the situation closely as our supporters for Brazil's democratic institutions is unwavering. Brazil's democracy will not be shaken by violence. In a live address, the president of Brazil, President Lula da Silva, he has said that he is going to be returning to the capital, which is Brasilia, to see the damage that has been done by the insurrectionist, by the domestic terrorist. He said that the former president Bolsonaro's discourse has, quote, stimulated the attacks on the Capitol by questioning the integrity of institutions and the electoral process and vowed those responsible for the attacks would be found, they would be investigated, and of course they will be punished. That is what the president right now is vowing, the democratically elected president of Brazil. A far-right candidate has lost an election for the presidency. A democratically elected candidate won that election fair and square. The far-right candidate left the country, did not concede the election, and continues to stoke claims that the election was somehow stolen. That, oh, we should perhaps do this again. Democracy is messy. Literally saying, even before this election, hey guys, I'm going to have to be killed, arrested, or, you know, either just win Brazil's election. Already stoking fear. Already stoking that type of demagoguery. That type of authoritarian dictatorship rhetoric. Spewing it into the electoral stratosphere. As we are watching this situation continue to unfold. I mean, it is really, really just utterly disgusting. It's repulsible. It's reprehensible what's happening here. Brazilians, they headed to the polls in October to elect a new president. Their democracy was literally coming under attack. Consistent attacks. Consistent assaults on the institutions Brazil is the world's third largest democracy. And we are watching it being consistently and ferociously, you know, whittled away, eroded. Their institutions. What we are watching here is a consistent theme as democracies in the world right now are under attack. And authoritarian nations and autocrats are watching this in pleasure and in glee. The former president of Brazil is in Florida. The president of Brazil is trying to get his country under control as a domestic terrorist attack, as an insurrection is unfolding. The presidential palace, the Supreme Court, and the Congress have been breached in Brazil. We are watching live images as this is happening right now. The United States and other nations are following this story very, very closely. We will continue to keep you updated here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show as the situation unfolds. Security forces have already arrived in Brasilia following this assault. We're continuing to watch this unfold. I mean, just historically remarkable scenes. We're just 8 days into the new year. Once again, this has been a TJPS special report here on the Jeremiah Patterson Show. We're following live reports. We continue to urge you to follow live reports as well as the situation continues to unfold. Once again, just remarkable scenes we're seeing here. We'll keep you updated. Welcome back. So this is a non-commercial running special report. We told you that we'd be keeping you updated on any information that just happened. I was getting ready to actually publish this episode, but we just did see something. According to this breaking news here, Brazilian security forces have taken back control of the government buildings, including Congress. That is according to a source that we are following here. Do not see any other confirmations right now. Okay, yes. Once again, that has been confirmed. Once again, so Brazilian security forces have been able to clear and take back the Supreme Court. And also, there are still some protesters inside of the congressional building. So we're continuing to follow this news. Bloomberg has reported that they have been able to clear some supporters out of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is clear, but of course it is the congressional building that still does have some supporters. The Brazilian president just made a speech. He said that this is unprecedented. He said, quote, the police didn't do anything at all. They just let the protesters in. He has called those behind the storming of the Congress, quote, fanatic fascist, who represent, quote, everything that's abominable. Once again, that's something that we just reported on. Once again, the president said that they would be found and punished, quote, with all the force of the law. An insurrection against the Brazilian government just 8 days into office. 8 days. We're going to keep you updated as we learn more.